Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today is my 500th episode of Youth Apologetics Training. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I've made it to episode 500. Well, it's been awesome. It has been a blast, guys. It has been such a ride. I've gotten to know so many of you and speak to you guys personally. I just can't explain how much fun and how amazing these last 500 episodes have been. I'm coming up on my second year doing this as well. My 2-year-old birthday, if you will, for Youth Apologetics Training is on March 2nd. And so, anyway, it's all exciting to me. I'm having a blast. This has been such a ride. Today, we're going to finish up talking to Mike Gendron of Proclaiming the Gospel, his website, proclaimingthegospel.org. Again, he has a podcast, among other things. I mean, he speaks all over the place. He's constantly on Brandon House, his radio show, Worldview Weekend, which is pretty well-known radio show. He's always on there. He speaks all over the United States. He has many books, many DVDs, but he also has a podcast that I never miss, okay? I always make sure I catch his podcast. It's about once a week, and it is Proclaiming the Gospel. That's the name of the podcast. You can find it on iTunes. I think you can find it on his website as well. But anyway, with that, let's go ahead and jump in and continue on and finish off this short series on transubstantiation with Mike Gendron. Well, it's pretty obvious that this doctrine is not biblical. Is there any other scriptures we should cover before we, I wanted to ask you a few other questions off this subject.
Well, it really comes down to authority, Michael. Where do you go for truth? You and I go to the inerrant, infallible Word of God. That's our plumb line for knowing the truth. That's our final court of appeals. That's where we go to discern truth from error. Now, Roman Catholics have three authorities. They have Scripture as one. They also have the Bible as one. And then they have their sacred tradition. Well, what happens, my dear Roman Catholic, when your tradition is diametrically opposed to Scripture? Who do you trust? Who do you believe? They need to make a choice. But Roman Catholics would say that their tradition never opposes Scripture. That's because they twist and distort the Scripture to make it conform to their tradition. But we cannot trust a man. In fact, we'll say it again, according to Acts 17:11, when the Bereans were listening to Paul, Paul commended them for searching the Scriptures to determine the veracity of Paul's preaching. And so we need to encourage Roman Catholics, don't trust your priest, don't trust Michael and I, go to the Scriptures, prove what we're saying to be true. And only then will you have confidence that you're believing the truth. And so authority is a key issue. The gospel is a key issue. But we also know the eternal destiny of souls is the key issue that we all face. Jesus said in Matthew 7, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and very few find it. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many are on it. Now, Jesus said this in the context of false teachers. And so you can actually see what Jesus is talking about. In front of the narrow gate that leads to eternal life, you have all these false teachers saying, this isn't the way, it's the broad way. And so if anyone wants to know the true way, they need to diligently search the Scriptures to test every man's teaching. Only then will they find the narrow way that leads to life. Jesus said, you must strive to enter the narrow gate. And that's the reason, because there's great opposition standing in front of the narrow gate, trying to deceive people, trying to lead them astray. So Catholics must do what everyone else must do. Search the Scriptures to find the narrow way. You will find the only gate is Jesus Christ and Him alone.
So, changing gears, you came out of the Catholic Church and you were part of the Roman Catholic Church for about 30 years. At one point, your faith was being challenged. What were the things that people said to you? What were those factors? What were those things that challenged you that caused you to start doubting that the Roman Catholic Church was that road to heaven?
Well, Michael, it wasn't anybody particular that challenged me. It was only when I began reading the Bible at age 34 that I realized I was woefully deceived. See, Roman Catholics are discouraged from reading the Bible, and there's a reason for that, because they're aware in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus said, "You prove to be my disciples by abiding in my word. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So as I read the Bible, I was being set free from the bondage of deception that I've been held in for so many years. It was the Word of God that convinced me that I was woefully deceived about life's most critical issue. I was so devout. I was a strong defender of the Catholic religion. And so it was only by the grace of God, reading the Word of God, that I became a child of God by believing the Son of God. And that's what I urge every Roman Catholic to do. Look to the Word of God. Then you will find that you're being deceived as well. And then you can be set free from this bondage of deception.
To all of the regular youth apologetics training listeners out there, they're all chomping at the bit, wondering what you might say concerning, what do you think the most important doctrines or things to share with Roman Catholics when you're witnessing to them?
Well, there's two. Number one is the supreme authority of faith, and we've talked about how Scripture must become every person's supreme authority in all matters of faith. The second most important doctrine to share is the sufficiency of Jesus Christ, because when you look to Christ as your all-sufficient Savior, that He did everything necessary to save sinners completely and forever, then you can let go of everything you're doing to save yourself. Roman Catholics are having to jump through so many hoops in order to add to what Christ did on the cross. Only when you look to Him as your all-sufficient Savior will you be willing to let go of your works, your law-keeping, your sacraments, baptism as a mode of regeneration. You'll be able to let go of purgatory as a purification of your sin, indulgences as a remission of temporal punishment. When Christ becomes your all-sufficient Savior, then you will be able to repent, which means you can change your mind about the false way you once believed about getting to heaven. That's why Jesus began His earthly ministry with the words, "Repent and believe the gospel." Once you're confronted with the truth, then you must repent or change your mind about the false way that you thought could save yourself. Repentance and faith. Jesus ended His ministry with, "Repentance shall be preached in my name for the forgiveness of sin." No one can come to Christ unless he repents and believes His gospel. You look to the Apostle Paul. If anyone had reason to boast in his religion, it was Paul. Look at his resume in Philippians chapter 3. He had every reason to boast, but he considered it all dung for knowing Christ Jesus as his Savior. He repented and trusted Christ alone. That's what every religious person needs to do. Exchange your religion for a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Mike, tell me about your book, Preparing for Eternity. I have heard so much about this book, and I've been encouraged to buy this by so many, or through so many different sources, people saying this is an amazing tool. Tell me about this.
Well, Michael, what I did is I labored over this book for about 6 years. I took all the questions that Catholics were asking me, and I answered them with the power and the confidence of God's Word. And so what you will see as you read this book, it compares Roman Catholic tradition with the Word of God, the supreme authority in all matters of faith. And as a Catholic reads this book, he is forced to make a decision. Am I going to trust Christ and his word or the teachings and traditions of my religion? It's impossible to believe both. Well, the book is also an excellent discipleship tool for anyone who has a heart to minister to Roman Catholics, because it will provide you all the scriptures that refute Roman Catholic tradition. And that's what we need to do. We need to look at any religion through the lens of scripture. Not all religions have 100% false teaching. That's the way the devil operates. He mixes truth with error, because it's a lot easier to swallow a little truth mixed with error than an outright lie. And so what this book does is it shows you how the Roman Catholic teachings go against the infallible, inerrant, inspired Word of God, and it leads Catholics to salvation when they trust Christ and his Word and repent of trusting their religious traditions.
I got to get that. You also have a bunch of tracts and smaller booklets on your website. Tell me about those.
Yeah, we do. We've developed gospel tracts to reach Roman Catholics. One of them is called Roman Catholicism, Scripture versus Tradition. That's our most popular tract. It's a 16-panel foldout. It actually shows two paths to eternity that we talked about. But another gospel tract is Which Jesus Will You Trust? And in that one, I contrast the Jesus of the Bible with the Jesus of the Roman Catholic religion. We also have another one entitled Rome versus the Bible. And in that one, I give 13 different Roman Catholic doctrines that go against the Bible. We also have one entitled Have You Ever Been Deceived? And, of course, everyone who doesn't believe the Word of God is deceived. But what this tract does is it encourages people to look to the Word of God to find out if, in fact, they've been a victim of deception. The tract is good for all people, not only Roman Catholics, but anybody who has been deceived by a false gospel or by unbiblical methods of evangelism. And then our most popular tract is entitled The Greatest News Ever Told, About the Greatest Gift Ever Given from the Greatest Man Who Ever Lived. And this one contains only scripture. We know that the Word of God is what's going to convert the soul. There's power in the scriptures. And so, according to Hebrews 4:12, we put this tract together that contains only the Word of God. And we give this to everybody we meet throughout the day. It's called Sowing the Seed of God's Word, the imperishable seed that brings forth life.
Wow. That sounds great. On your website, too, I noticed there's a whole section of DVDs.
Yeah.
A couple of them that look really good. Hard Questions for Good Catholics and Last Days for Catholics. Another one, Rescuing Loved Ones from God's Wrath and Why Should Anyone Believe the Bible? Is there any in your video DVD section that you would recommend?
Well, yeah, probably our most popular one is Where Will You Spend Eternity? Because that's the greatest issue we all face in this lifetime. You know, Michael, we can be wrong about a lot of things in this life and still survive. But if we're wrong about what we're trusting for our eternal destiny, we will pay for that mistake forever and ever in the unquenchable fire, where God's wrath is poured out day and night. So we just have a heart for the lost, and so that DVD will give a pure presentation of the gospel. And the second message on that DVD is, Why Should Anyone Believe the Bible? And that becomes a good message for establishing the Word of God as the supreme authority for faith. But all of our DVDs have two messages, and so they're all with PowerPoint slides so that you can not only hear the message but also see the graphics unfold that complement the message as well. And so we would encourage your listeners to visit our website, and there's a wealth of resources that are there to equip and encourage you to reach out to those who are perishing. That should be our number one focus. That's the reason for the church, is to equip and encourage the saints to reach out for the lost. That was the mission Jesus had. He came to seek and to save the lost. Now he's passed that baton to the church, and so we're all responsible for fulfilling the Great Commission.
Wow. Mike, it has been a pleasure. I appreciate this so much. The wealth of information and knowledge that you bring to the table is just unbelievable. Friends, check out Mike Gendron's website, proclaimingthegospel.org. There is so much there. There's even an audio message section where you can listen or download many of the past podcasts and interview type messages where people like me try to talk to Mike and ask him questions. He also has a podcast, Proclaiming the Gospel, that you have to check out as well. Mike, thank you so much.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Michael, and may God use this interview to accomplish his purposes. And I just appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience this most important message. We need to get the gospel right, and I'm thankful for you and your ministry, standing for the truth and contending for the faith. So thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you, Mike. All right, guys. Well, that was Mike Gendron of Proclaiming the Gospel. Check out his website. There are so many resources there. If you guys want to, you know, if you have some relatives, friends, relatives, family, that are part of the Catholic Church, that is the source to tap. Check out his website, proclaimingthegospel.org. Now, tomorrow, God willing, I'm going to have young earth creationist Ian Juby on the podcast tomorrow to talk about the recent Ken Ham versus Bill Nye debate. We're going to get down and dirty. We're going to talk about some of the things that, well, you know, in a debate, there's so many things that are brought up that you just don't have time to address, especially when you're debating young earth creationism. And, well, Bill Nye, he brought up so many things that, you know, each one of those topics he brought up, you could spend an entire hour trying to explain and talk about. And so we're going to try and, well, I'm going to have Ian Juby on tomorrow. We're going to talk about some of these things. We're going to talk about what went well and what might not have gone so well with the debate. And so don't miss that. That's going to be a blast. And so with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.